Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
Why people agree to come on this thing and destroy their relationship. Today we're either taking a trip to Ireland.
Oh, fun.
Or we're not.
Oh, okay.
And we have Steve and Lisa, and I believe we're starting with Steve's side on Great Mate Debate. Steve?
Yay.
Yay. Tell us what's going on.
Yay. Well, we've met in college. Been married about a year and a half. Back then, I made a pact with some buddies. We were saving up for a trip to go to Ireland. And we all, before everybody starts whining and complaining, yes, we're all not perfectly 100% Irish. Some of us are just some Irish, but some of us just like the idea of going and have always wanted to go to Ireland.
Okay.
Said we're going to do it, so we've been saving to do it. Now, I got the money. I want to go.
Nice.
Okay, but you're newly married, and how long did it take you to save all this money?
It's 2018, so I wasn't putting tons of money away. I mean, I've got bills,
it's taken years.
I got a house.
Oh.
It's taken years, about 5 years.
Okay.
Wow.
Maybe 5 years and change.
Okay. And so you're ready to go. And I think you've made a very strong case, sir.
This isn't something I just sprung on her either.
Okay.
I mean, she knew about this. This isn't something like suddenly I just, last week said, hey, guess what? I started saving for money in college to go for a trip, and now I'm going. Bye.
Okay.
Lisa, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi.
Yeah. What's your side of this? Why can't he go on his dream trip?
I knew he's been saving for this trip for a long time since college, but honestly, I kind of assumed that it was just going to go away. Like a small child's dream. This was just going to be a fantasy.
Okay.
And I figured once we got married, that real life would hit and we could be adults and use the money for other things, like a future together, down payment for a bigger house. So, I don't mean to out you, but you're only 1/8 Irish, honey. Okay. So the whole trip is really just, it's a whole freaking excuse for you to just go get really wasted with your friends overseas. It's pointless.
What were you going to say, Steve?
You said something about it's not a grown-up thing to do. Is going on a vacation, that's not a grown...
No, compared to
all the other stuff that, like, marriage and house payment. Okay, okay. I get it.
Correct. First of all, he's not spending that money on us. He's using it on him, which I think is a little selfish. I got to be honest with you. Like, we're married. Everything should be half-bees. I'm not okay with him going out with his friends and going away.
Wait, he was saving for this before he even met you, right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even know you yet.
Right. But exactly. But things change. Life changes.
So this is your money now?
Half of it is my money.
Oh, that's right, because you're married.
That's what happens when we got married.
That's true.
What can I say? I thought this...
Yeah, I just need to jump in real quick, Lisa. I know, but Steve, is it... She's not invited on the trip then. Is that what we're understanding? It's just the boys going on the trip?
Originally, that was the plan. Like I said, I've only just hit the mark for the money. We all started getting back together and thinking about the actual logistics of things. It's not like she's not disinvited. If she wants to come...
Where's the money going to come from, Steve? If it took you 5 years...
She better start saving.
Okay. I mean, you don't want to say it on the air, but...
We can scrape up enough for a plane ticket at the last minute. I'm pretty sure we can get a plane ticket money together.
It's not just all this money ticket. Okay, but these guys are right, okay? See, they're smart. They're adults. They see. It's not just the plane ticket. It's the food. It's the extra stuff in the in-between. Mm-hmm. And honestly, dude, you need to grow up. You seriously need to grow up. Like, mature, like, overnight, like, now.
Okay. This is, Steve.
Like, you can't wait any longer to grow up.
Why can't he wait? He's been planning this since he was in college, and you knew that. I don't want to be on his side, because I do believe when you marry, your goals have to kind of unite, but at the same time, you do still have to maintain some individuality.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. Surprise, surprise. We have a little something on the way. So you may not want to be spending that money on a trip. You may have to grow up much faster than expected, honey.
What does that mean?
It means
I know what it means. She's pregnant. Yeah, I figured it out. Thank you.
That didn't sound too great.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, yeah. In fact, well, you're telling me, yeah, like the way
you're dropping this on the air. Why would you tell him on the air? That's not.
We've been having
this fight for months about this stupid trip, and I've had it up to my head. So if this is going to get you not to go, and this is going to get you,
are you really pregnant, or are you just saying you're pregnant to get him to not go on the trip?
Like, I am seriously pregnant.
Congratulations,
Steve.
Thank you. Somebody finally congratulates me. So he can't go on the trip.
Okay. He still can. Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
He still can go on the trip. He could go. I don't like where we're at, because this is not the way that, like, you should tell your husband in a loving way over a glass of apple cider or something. But this is, let me just ask Steve, does this change your mind at all? Or are you still, I mean, you've got a lot to process.
There's a lot to process. But as for right now, I'm a little pissed off about just being giving effing marching orders on the air about what our life is.
Right.
So as of right now, I don't give a flying F what you say, honey. I'm going.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well, let me tell you something, honey.
No.
When you come back from the trip, your stuff will be out the door.
You're done. Nope. This is all just...
I thought this is a blessed moment.
Right, this is... Jesus, everybody hang on. Nope.
I've never been involved in a birth announcement before.
I think we're more involved in a divorce announcement than a birth announcement.
It's such a blessed thing. Well, it's her way or the highway, so I don't know what's the debate now.
How do we... Yeah, right?
It's going to be her way.
Like, Can we take this opportunity to just introduce, Erin has been answering our phones for a while, and she's got Irish heritage, so she was really looking forward to this great mate debate. She's like, yay, we're going to send somebody. And like, she's back there just like, I think she just quit.
I know. This didn't really go.
No, it didn't go. Like,
so it still stands.
Why would he? Did he seem excited about being a dad?
No, he's mad. You know what? That didn't even sink in. It's the way he was told, and that how he's being told he can't do this and he can't do that. But isn't she kind of right now? Because according to you parents, I mean, or married people, baby change, baby's everything. I mean, now.
You do need the money.
But it's not like it's a finite resource. They'll get more money. I mean, they'll pay for the every month.
You'll figure it out. Yeah. You will figure it out. But does he really need to be going to Ireland when she's could be giving birth?
But for 5 years, they've been planning and saving, and they finally, I don't know. This is inconvenient,
and I'm positive. We'll figure out if either or both of them want to come back on the air with us, because I don't know where we're at.
We should probably start with that.
We're going to figure that out, and we're going to figure out what you want them to do. Can he go to Ireland?
That they've been saving for years and that she knew about, or does
the pregnancy and the marriage...
And all the lame stuff. Does that trump the fun stuff?
You're just... Okay. Yes. Is it time to adult... Or is it time to live out a college fantasy? We're looking for your opinions. Should he still be able to go to Ireland or not? Steve and Lisa, are you guys calm down? We're cooler heads are prevailing. We're not taking the trip and using the F word and all that. Like, we're going to listen to everybody, right?
Yeah, no problem. I would like to apologize for my outburst. It was a little much to get all in my face at once.
Yeah.
I just need to take a breath and would like to think there's compromise somewhere. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry.
I don't apologize for my outburst because I have every single right and I'm hormonal. So
okay.
that's how we're going to use. And I still don't want him to go on the trip.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's get some jury members in here and figure out. Brett?
Yeah, guys.
Yai.
Yeah, I'm on Steve's side on this one. The fact that Lisa came in right off the hand saying that she thought this was just something he would outgrow. He wasn't serious. I mean, I don't know what else he's supposed to do to prove to her that he's serious about it. I mean, this has been planned since before they got together, so now it's all of a sudden childish that he wants to follow through with this plan.
Well.
I mean, and then the fact that she calls him selfish, but then as soon as they get married, half of everything of his is hers, and to drop that bombshell on air to try and get people on her side, I strongly disagree with that.
Yeah.
Thank you for your vote, Brett.
Cool.
Of course he would side with him. He's a man. He's not carrying a child.
Oh,
please.
This is... man, I'm going to try really hard. Kara.
I'm just quiet.
Kara.
Yay, guys. Yay, guys. So I was actually... So I am a woman. I am on Steve's side. And this is why. I was driving down the road actually yelling. So this is what prompted me to call in. First of all, Steve's been saving this money since before he met, as I recall, yes, hearing that. With that, in marriage, he's been saving this money since before he met you. It is not legally half yours. It is his money. He's been saving it prior to the marriage. Now, with that said, I have had two children. I know what it's like to be hormonal. I don't agree with you announcing that on the air for everybody to hear in the fashion that you did. But this is why. So I believe in marriage there comes compromise. You're calling him selfish and immature. And in fact, I feel like maybe 5 is giving you too much benefit, but I feel like you're acting like you're 5. Talk about maturity. Wow. I believe Steve should be able to go on this trip. He's been planning it. It's for a week, two of the rest of your life. You married this man because you love him, I hope, not because you're looking to get at the money he's been saving since before he met you. So in my opinion, I just really believe you should think about it. And the fact that you're calling him immature and telling him he needs to grow up, I understand there's a baby involved, but I would also, I would hope that with the fact that you are pregnant, that this is something you can afford outside of this trip that he's been saving for since before.
Yeah, and we don't want to be a part of breaking you guys up as a baby's on the way. Yeah. This is not like...
Not the time for that.
Not it isn't. Thank you.
Oh, you're not the reason why we would break up.
Well, I mean, the way things are coming down is not really healthy for a relationship. I think we could all agree on that. I mean, I know you're still angry, Lisa, but you have to, at a certain calmer point, I feel like you might look back and say, maybe I shouldn't have used our pregnancy as a bombshell in an argument on the radio. I mean, do you think maybe that will ever? Okay. I mean, if that doesn't even occur to you, like, I don't even know what to say to you at this point.
No. And can I just say something? Everybody keeps saying I'm selfish and he saved this money. Well, I was saving my body my whole life. And then we met, and now I'm giving birth to our baby. Okay?
Yeah.
So let's not talk about who's selfless in this relationship, because I'm going to get fat and give birth to a baby.
Okay.
For him and I to have a family.
Let's just
selfless.
Yeah. Nope. It's probably you. Let's do one more here, and then we'll tell you what you probably have figured out. Jill?
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm fuming right now. First of all, what kind of mom are you going to be if this is your manipulation tactics?
Wow.
Okay, first, I'm on Steve's side. I was on Steve's side before you dropped the pregnancy bomb. I'm extra on his side now because travel before a kid shows up, because you're never going to be able to afford it afterwards.
Good point.
Because they get way more expensive as they go on in college and everything else. Mm-hmm. And if you want to share half your dream or half your money, share half his dream. You want to love, honor, and cherish each other? Share half his dream. If he's been working for this since before he met you, maybe find some solace in his happiness. Give him a break, because I'll tell you what, parenting is stressful. You have way bigger decisions than if you go to Ireland or not. Talk about what therapist your kid's going to go to, or what kind of cancer doctor you have to go talk to. You can't figure this out. You have bigger issues coming down the pike. And this is a quintessential relationship problem, is women thinking that they can change their husbands because they put a piece of jewelry on their finger.
Jill, thank you for the call, Jill. I don't want to hang up on you.
Are you married to one of his friends that's supposed to go on this trip? Is that why you're vouching?
She's not.
You want your husband to go away? Hey, like, I don't understand why everybody's yelling at me. I'm not doing anything wrong.
Lisa, you should go on our Facebook page, because we can't find a person on the planet Earth who's on your side.
Yeah.
It's you
I
against.
I don't need anybody on my
okay,
side.
Okay, well, you came on Great Mate Debate.
You agreed to abide by our jury's decision.
So it's, I mean, I know you don't have to, but I mean, I thought what most people do is they come and they listen to the dissenting opinion that's not coming from their mate. And they're like, wow, I get it. So they're saying it in a different way. You haven't heard a thing that anybody said. You literally haven't heard a word. You got your argument already ready before anybody says anything. So why are you even here? Like, why are you here?
Because I thought maybe if other people hear my side that they would understand.
Well, they didn't.
That I, as the wife, have a right to be upset that my husband hasn't grown up since college and he wants to go away with like a frat boy and drink with his friends instead of using that money for something important. Or say, hey, honey, you know what? My dream is to go to Ireland with the guys. But you know what? How about me and you go? Forget them. No.
Can she hear us at all?
A bunch of degenerates?
Okay.
Go like a bunch of degenerates.
Right.
Go ahead. Have a good time.
Well, you lost.
Okay, and I will go raise a baby.
You lost.
Okay. Well, then he lost a child. Like, I don't know what to say.
Whoa, Jesus. Whoa.
My foot is down.
Jeez, what the hell?
My foot is down.
Everybody. Lisa, you don't have any more bombshells. What you need to do is calm. Let me come up with.
Yeah.
You just need. Just let's let cooler. Hang on.
Thanks for coming on, you guys. Congratulations.
Slacker and Steve.